Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Humidity is the worst.
It's the humidity. And I don't mind it being like hot.
Don't
and
know
dry.
Where to get. Yeah, I like even when I went to summer league and it was like 117 degrees outside, it was a dry heat, and I was like, you know what?
Much better.
I would take this over a 90 degree, 95% humidity day any day. I don't know. 117 was really hot, but.
I will say that, well, yeah, it becomes Vegas heat is like becomes so hot you can't go outside unless you're in water. It's brutal. Like, I've been down,
yeah, that's
Texas
why their pool parties do
that.
So well, I guess.
Yeah. They're actually, that's actually a thing. Like, I was listening to, I think, either last night or this morning, I can't remember. So brain dead. About Lake Mead being out of water. And it's like the whole reason Vegas exists is because of this lake. You know what I mean?
Well, so, I mean, Vegas exists because they just built it.
Right, but I mean, doesn't it get its water from this lake?
I mean, do they have water? I avoid Vegas water desperately.
Like, you mean the pools?
Of course they have water.
Like tap water is like horrendous.
Oh.
I mean, maybe it's...
But I mean, like, all far? Like whenever I would fly into Vegas, I'd always see the golf course and I'd be like, come on now. We have to go this far.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. It's a resort city, baby. You got to show off. You got to play golf. Just, otherwise, what good is it?
I mean, they could always drill. There's got to be some water underground. Have they ever tried?
Nah.
Well, where I live in Simsbury, the water comes from deep underground reservoirs. Aquifers or something they call it. Aqueducts.
Aquifers, yeah.
Aquifers, yeah, there you go. But the other day, it's been really humid, honest to God. And where Sadie's soccer field is right near the river where it becomes like a swamp. So it's like doubly worse. it's like you're like in this giant sauna, you know? And it's actually, once you get going in it, exercise-wise, and you're willing to just sweat beyond sweating. You know what I mean? Where it's just like pouring out of you, sweat just doesn't stop. It kind of feels good afterwards. You know what I mean, Eden? It's like doing
I don't know about that.
I mean, it wears you out, but I mean, it feels good to get all that stuff out of you. You know?
Yeah, sweating usually, I mean, it's gross, but like it usually feels good because, yeah, it's like you're taking like all the toxins that are on like your skin and just kind of getting them out, like the first layer there.
I hate this time of year too because my legs are so white that I don't particularly like wearing shorts. So I go through this whole dilemma of like, do I wear the sweatpants? Yeah, because my legs look like chicken legs or something, whatever. So I double compound the issue by not wearing the appropriate clothing, you know?
Yeah, man, you gotta get those thighs out.
What is the appropriate clothing though? It just all gets like sweat through. Like, yeah, it's whatever you're gonna wear is just gonna get like ruined with sweat.
I feel like we gotta go back to the beginning. Just walk around with one of those jock strap things.
You know? It's like impossible to like. I don't even know why women bother putting on makeup in the summer in the South because that should just melt off.
Right. Yeah, I can only imagine what that's like.
And plus, I have oily skin, so it's like double whammy. Awesome. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, take my sweat and boil some fries in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gross.
That's super gross, Jade. I don't think I'm going to do that.
I'm just saying, you know? Just saying, it could be a greasy affair some days.
Well, that's the thing I always notice when I go back east is the humidity, like... When I go to Maryland or visit Maryland, it's like you just step out of Dulles Airport and it's like you get hit in the face with it, man. Like we don't really have that here. Like that's what's really nice about San Francisco is like no humidity. Greece. Like we have fog.
You know what a bad city is for humidity is DC.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there once with Andy Katz. We were covering one of the team. I can't remember who it was. Kentucky or Louisville, whatever, when they won the title. And we got there and it was just like crazy hot. And I'm like wearing a tie and a shirt and all that stuff. And I'm going through security, lugging all this equipment. And then I just start sweating profusely.
Dripping.
To the point where it's like going through my shirt and it's just like this. And then it becomes this stress affair where I'm now thinking about it and it's making it worse. And I can't stop it, you know? So I had to go back to the security building, literally lock myself in the bathroom for 20 minutes and get myself together to go back. I was just like, dude, it was so embarrassing. But but now it broke. We're supposed to get nice weather over the weekend. It's supposed to be cool for Josie's birthday, which is today.
It is.
Happy birthday, Josie.
I feel like from here, it is just getting hotter and hotter all the way through like mid-September at the latest.
Probably.
At the earliest.
I mean, how was the New Orleans weather when you were there, Eden?
It was actually not as hot, very humid, but like my best friend has a couple of dogs that we like take out for a walk, and it was like a, like 2 days. I was there for like 5 days. Two of the days we went, I wasn't completely drenched in sweat by the time we got back. The other three, we weren't. But yeah, usually you expect it to be all five, but it was only two out of the 5 days. I mean, three out of the 5 days. So two out of the 5 days, it was like actually had a nice breeze going and it wasn't that bad. Yeah, but still, like, helps. It's only getting worse from here, though. Like,
the old breeze.
Because I was in
shout out to feel cool. Angela Gale.
Is that making you feel wind. Cooler?
When I was in New Orleans for like 3 weeks, it was April and it was still like very swampy and hot. And I was like, I can't even imagine being here.
Wasn't it raining a lot? July, August.
I mean, it's the New Orleans April rain. Showers. New Orleans rains where it will just like
pour for like out 10, of nowhere, 30 minutes and then stop.
Torrentially rain on you and then stop. Yeah.
Be so like, nice for the rest of the day. Yeah.
I definitely got caught out walking in like some pretty brutal rain, but then I just waited it out and it was fine. So.
Brutal.
Brutal. What was the number one food thing that you ate while you were there? And you sent me a couple pics.
That's so hard. I have a bunch more that I need to send, but like, I had KBBQ with my best friend. She'd never had it before. So, I ordered like samgyeopsal and galbi for her to try, and it was really good.
Does she live there? What's
going
on here? And she doesn't know about this stuff. You do?
There's all KBBQ.
Well, Korea, it's not like New Orleans is renowned.
One place to go in Korea. I mean, in North Carolina, in New Orleans for Korean barbecue.
And is she Korean?
No, she's Ecuadorian.
Ecuadorian, eh?
Yeah. So we actually, she's never been before. And in New Orleans, it's just like not as popularized as it is in like the Californias or the New Yorks of America.
It's low key. Like,
so. I don't know if there's that big of a Korean population, if I'm being honest. There's a big Vietnamese population. And I know at Tulane we had some Koreans, students from Korea, but I don't know if, I mean, I'm sure there are more now than there was when I was in school. But as far as I know, there was only one place to go. So it's not that uncommon for people there to not have had it before. But yeah, I got samgyeopsal was like my favorite cut of meat. It's pork belly, basically, marinated with like garlic and like gochu. That's like my favorite. I think that's like my favorite cut of meat. I'm a fatty.
Pork belly.
Yeah.
That's what they usually put in the ramen.
Yeah, chashu is similar to a pork belly cut. Yeah, it's very fatty. Or it has the three or four layers of.
I like to call pork belly pre-bacon.
Well, so is bacon just really thin-cut pork belly?
I think it's like smoked or cured or whatever.
Okay, but it's the same cut, and then thinly
sliced. Yeah,
similar.
It's the same stuff. Yeah.
Okay, that's why both are so delicious. And then you have there's a cut that has five different layers, which is
situated underneath the short ribs and between the flank and brisket. If you know what that means. Maze, you might know that.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the belly.
Oh, no way. Really?
Or the pastrami cut.
It was the belly? The belly part?
Yeah. Yep. It's beautifully marbled with fat and thick, meaty strips, similar to brisket.
Yeah, it's like, it's a similar shape to brisket, but pork belly is obviously a lot fattier. I don't know if you can make brisket out of pork. I guess.
I think it's too fatty, right?
Yeah. Well, I think feel like pork brisket.
What's that buzz, Maze?
I've never seen that. What's that. You can buzz hear a buzz. Are there bees?
Is it AC on?
No, it might be my fridge. Hold on.
Oh, it's something like that.
The talk of the fridge.
Cold fusion. I accidentally defrosted my fridge the other day because I unplugged the plug in it. Thank God. No. Thank God I did. I was like, whatever, a little water gets on the carpet, but I needed to. It was like running out of space. I had so much. It's my little fridge here, not my house fridge.
Oh, okay.
It was getting so
That's not
frosted up. I was like running out of space, you know.
Jay's ears are too powerful, man.
I didn't hear anything. You
definitely have daredevil level hearing. Like, my vision is good, but my hearing is average, and
I can't believe you
picked that up.
God gifted me with some really incredible senses, I have to say. She really did. Whatever it is, because I'm always my ears are really good. Knock on wood. My eyesight's really good.
My eyesight is fantastic. I'm very pleased with my eyesight.
You know what I noticed with eyesight, by the way?
Not that good.
It comes and goes, right? Do you get this? Where it comes and goes?
Well, it depends because, okay, no, that's, I asked the eye doctor about this one time, because if you have been staring at a screen all day, your eyes have adjusted to that like distance of sight. So if you go out and drive later, it's going to be hard for you to see, read street signs because your eyes haven't like recalibrated. Yeah. Because I kept thinking that my prescription was off, and I was like, yo, like I can't read street signs. Like I can't read them. And he's like, no, your prescription has you at 20/20. And I'm like, well, I can't read street signs. Like I'm constantly missing turns when I'm going places that I like haven't been before because I can't read. And he's like, it's like, what do you do? Like, are you sitting in front of a computer all day? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, that's why. Hmm. So yeah, it does come and go.
Especially, you know, if you're tired too, your eyesight would go on you. It's like, sometimes requires a little bit of energy. But I mean, there's times where I'm like, do I need glasses? And then there's other times where like I'm like, my eyesight's like an eagle.
Yeah, well, you know? I am probably
just picking up, like,
I'm so blind. Like I'm like a -3 on the, at least on either eye.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Zach? Tried to get him on here.
Yep.
He's here.
Zach.
Oh, what's up, buddy?
Zach, are we at war?
Oh, we're at war, motherfucker. You kidding me?
What happened?
Chris Cody thinks he can come in here start a war with Cynophobe?
Oh, shit.
Does he know what Cynophobiacs do? Oh, great. You're producing Cinephile, where you just hit record, Adnan talks for 40 minutes, and then you hit stop. What great producing, Chris Cody. You're out of your mind. Amazing. You think you can come for the Kings?
Yeah, right.
Amazing.
What happened at the end of Three Kings, that movie, where they came after George Clooney and Ice Cube and somebody else, Mark Wahlberg, I think. What happened at the end of them? I actually forget what happened at the end of the movie, like, but if it's something good, you don't want it. No, there was a war in that movie. It's an intrigue and mystery. I feel like this has gotten away from me, but you don't want to fuck with Cinephobe, okay? You don't want a Cinewar. A sore.
Cinewar. Oh, no ads today. Sweet.
Hitting record and letting Adnan go for 45 minutes is the most accurate description of that podcast.
That's all it is.
I'll never forget. Never forget like when
James Harden on the Rockets
hosted the Last Rampage.
Oh, the Last Rampage file.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Woo! What an experience. Sussman pretending to lose a bus full of tourists.
I'll give it to him, though.
Swordfish.
Adnan was very professional throughout it all.
Oh, he's a pro.
It's incredible.
Yeah. That's why you don't have to produce his show at all. Produce itself.
Yeah, we've got Amino Hassan. You know how much production that requires?
You know how much shit Maze has to cut out of Amin? You know, my audio's great, but Amin's audio? Oh, my God. This guy doesn't know how to talk into a microphone.
Yeah, I agree with that. Job.
But yeah, I love the idea that Chris Cody's starting a war that he does not know.
What are you referring to directly?
To walk into the ocean yesterday, and he thinks he can go to war.
What did he say?
He said he's starting. No, he said there's only one movie podcast, and it's Cinephile, and that he is starting a war with us. And I believe he called it a crodcast because it was a crap podcast or something like that. Like he thinks he can come for us. No,
that wasn't
sir.
Even a good word combo.
Not even a good word combo. Should have called us a fraud podcast. Fraudcast. Boom.
Yeah,
did your job for you.
That would have been way better.
I'll do your other job for you, Chris. I just clicked record. Stop. Boom. Cinephile. Produce.
Done. Slap that music
on. Drop an ad in there at the beginning.
Get out of here.
It's not like it's Roy or Tony producing it, you know?
Oh, man. So what time did you guys end up doing that?
The live stream?
Yeah.
Like 1 in the morning.
1 a.m. 1 a.m. Yeah. Eastern until 4 a.m. Eastern. And I stayed the whole 24 hours.
I watched most of that.
You watched most of that? Goodness. I'm sorry.
What time is that for you normally, though? Like, that's not that bad for you, right? The time, because of the time difference?
It was like 10 to 1.
Yeah, that's
10 to 1 Pacific. Yeah, it's not. But I got up at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, which is 4 a.m. his time. So it was a long day.
I was up 29 straight hours.
Did 29 we have some cafecito?
Oh, I had it running through my fucking veins. Are you
just
kidding me?
Inject it straight in.
I was equal parts. I was a third blood, a third cafecito, and a third tequila. I was ready.
Nice. I almost pulled an all-nighter this week, but I got like 2 hours, I think, three. Thank God.
I think it's almost worse. To only get like 2 hours of sleep. Yeah.
I'll take 10 minutes, honestly. As long as I get that like drop down where I'm asleep, it helps me a lot, like, for my confidence getting through the next day. It's tough. 29 hours. That's still up, right? You just search that Levitard show.
They had a problem with the file is like too big to download. So you would download it and then repost it, and there's like some issues with YouTube apparently in doing that. So I think it will be up eventually, or they'll be able to like cut it up into the individual segments and post those. I don't know if that's happened yet. But yeah,
there was the audio?
A little bit of an issue of downloading a 24-hour stream.
Are we able to post the audio?
We threw the Cinephobe part up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The first two hours. We put the first 2 hours where we talked to Method Man, which, oh my God.
Wow.
Did I come across as much of a fanboy as I think I did? Because I was, oh my God, I was fanning out with him. Like, I was Dakota fanning. Like, I was just.
How'd you get Method Man?
He's friends with them. Like, they're just good with them. Like, they've had Method Man on a bunch of times. Yeah,
he's been on a bunch of times.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we're going to have him on at some point between 1 and 6 a.m. And then it was right as we got in there, like, we've got Method Man.
And so we got Greg Cody was just, like, kicking himself when he saw that Method Man was going on with you guys and not him.
Also, I got beef with this whole Cody family, all right? I'm unleashing on all the
family.
Greg Cody throws me under the bus, saying that his podcast, his section, because he was on for an hour right after us, that he was all discombobulated because I took forever to get out of there. I took forever to get out of there because he was in my way. He was in my way. I couldn't grab my stuff. He's like putting his stuff in front of me. I'm like, let me get out of here.
He's just so oblivious, I feel like, to all of his surroundings.
He is so... I had never met him before. I actually, oddly enough, had never met any of those guys before.
Oh, only really?
Through text messages and online and everything. Yeah, I just never met anybody. So it was cool to like finally get to be around those dudes. But the first thing we did is we went up to the roof for like that pirate ship shot at the beginning of the stream. And we were supposed to be up there with like with Juju and with Greg Cody and with Poppy and everything. So we go up there for like a little live look in. And so I introduced myself to Greg for the first time, and we say hello and pleasantries or whatever. And then like an hour later, or no, maybe a couple hours later, we're down in like the production area, green room area. And Dan comes over there and he comes up and like shakes my hand. And there were some issues with my room or what, my reservation. So like he apologizes for that and like it's very nice. And then he looks at Greg and he's like, have you guys met? And Greg's like, oh, yeah, we met. I was like, yeah, I introduced myself. He goes, okay. And he looks at Greg, goes, I just have to make sure with you because you don't pay attention to anything.
Nope.
Wow. Great. You stay at the Clevelander?
No. God, no. No, I was at the Fairwind, which was about a half block away and not a great place to try to get sleep. Let me tell you that. Not a great place to try to get sleep.
Is there a great place to try to get sleep?
Not in South Beach.
Yeah.
Because it's right on call.
Wondering.
No, I didn't have time. Like, I thought I was going to have more downtime than I did.
Yeah.
Because I also thought the stream was from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. And it was actually noon to noon. And so when I got up, I got in late that Thursday night, and then I got up and went and did radio in Amin's room. He was at a different hotel. So I walked to Amin's hotel. We had breakfast, and then I went and did radio in his room because his room had a much better internet connection. And then I was done at the time the live stream was starting. So we walked to the Clevelander, and then I was there for 24 hours, 25 hours actually. And then I got back and I was up for a couple of hours after that. And then I went to sleep from like, I don't know, like 2:30 to like 2:30 to like 8:30 at night. And then I ordered food. I got food and then I went back to sleep and then I woke up and I went to the airport. So it was like literally just me. Like I thought I was going to go to the beach. I thought I was going to go to the pool for a little bit. No, I didn't get to do shit. Just in that smelly ass studio. But it was great.
You didn't go to no clubs.
We were the clubs.
That sounds like tequila, I'm so jealous.
Tequila flowing. We had live animals. It was great.
Nice. That's awesome. That is fantastic. Let's get right to it. Maze, what do you got?
Okay. So for the questions, Tad Tilton at Dat Not Lit wants to know, what is the truly softest toilet paper in the world?
Okay, it is Quilted Northern 3-Ply, the plush one.
Correct answer. Absolutely. Thank you. Let me tell you this.
Go down the Charmin toilet.
Third. It's,
yes, it will.
It's quilted Northern, and then it's Cottonelle, and then it's Charmin.
It's that plush, and it's quilted. It has a literal quilted design. It's like almost bouncy. Like, you know, it's so soft.
Yeah, it's like wiping your ass with a blanket. It's great.
Clogs the toilet.
Well, not if you use the right amount.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to use very much of it because it's 3-ply, right?
Yeah,
I know. Exactly. But,
yeah.
I'm very particular about.
So you're talking about the ultra plush.
Yes.
Like a little sandpaper with three cushiony absorbent layers.
Cushiony is the word.
And Jade, yes. It's septic safe, Jade. All right. I don't want to hear this from you. Okay. It's got a supreme roll, which is the same as four regular rolls. So you're actually saving money.
What's Scott? That's what I use. Single ply, right?
There's probably levels to both.
Scott's 1,000.
I mean, there's probably more than one option is what I'm saying.
Is it because it takes 1,000 sheets of that terrible toilet paper to wipe your ass?
that sounds right.
Yeah, according to this chart I have here, Scott's cost less than 1 cent per square foot of toilet paper, whereas the Quilted Northern Ultra Plush is 3 cents per square foot. All right. And it's a 0.5 out of 5 on strength, whereas the Quilted Northern is a 5 out of 5. So the Scott's paper, toilet paper, is bottom of the barrel here, according to
bottom of the barrel?
For softness. Sophisticated ranking.
For softness.
For strength, for absorbency, it's high in the lint test, whatever that is.
What is that?
Lint test? I don't know.
Picking up lint.
Next.
I mean, the worst toilet paper is by far basically any public bathroom, right? It's like basically the transparent, like see-through stuff. Like that's really the most disappointing.
Yeah, well, that's the stuff you need like a zillion sheets of. It's like you can fold it. Literally translucent. You can see through it. Why do they even bother?
You fold it.
Yeah, you fold it and then you make a double ply.
But then you
fold it again, 3-ply.
But if it's still crappy ply, you don't have to fold it so many times.
Exactly.
I feel like
I shouldn't have to fold it more than once.
Way more of that crappy 1-ply.
100%.
Because you got to make sure you have enough. And
look, you're not a 5-star hotel or a 4-star hotel if you're using that toilet paper. Okay, let's up our toilet paper game, Marriott's.
Yeah, and just places in general, honestly, like.
It's tough, though, those hotels, exactly to my point, which is not much water pressure up at the top of those Marriott's, you know? Get that clogged drain.
Let's increase that, too, then. Let's stop skimping around, okay? The fuck am I paying, you know, $250 a night for?
those weak showers and weak toilets.
Oh my God. You might as well just pour a cup of water on yourself.
Oh man. I'll get to the bottom of that.
Do you always buy the Quilt Northern Ultra Plush? Like, will you not buy any other type of toilet paper?
No, if it's out, I'll get the Charmin Ultra Strong.
Gotcha. Another strong contender. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad we solved that. We did the data. So a confidence man, flag of Haiti. That's the flag of Haiti emoji. Typed in whatever. What is your favorite chip flavor or brand, and why is it Doritos Cool Ranch?
So I'm really basic, and to be honest, I think my favorite is like kettle chips with just like sea salt. It's classic. Okay.
All right. Cape Cod. Do you get Cape Cod down there?
Cape Cod is good too, but I prefer like kettle brand. It's like the crunchiest, I think. And you can always like add your own, like if you want to dip it in hot sauce, or like I have this chili powder or like kimchi seasoning I put on it sometimes. It's versatile that way, but it's also really good just plain too. And it has enough salt so that the potato flavor comes out. I don't know. I just think it's like really... It's like the perfect chip.
I do love Cool Ranch Doritos. I am picking that over the Nacho Cheese Doritos, which I feel like is a pretty 50-50. Like people are either one or the other.
Let's be honest. The Nacho Cheese one's trash. Okay. No one enjoys
trash.
That. Yeah. Cool Ranch, man. Cool Ranch all the way.
I feel like it's a switch thing. It's like you eat one for a while and then you're like, all right, I'm going to try the other one. Oh, this is good. And then you're like,
I haven't bought a nacho cheese Dorito since it came in those like variety packs. The last time I bought one.
Oh, yeah. I only eat them because the kids get them.
Well, what did that used to be? It was nacho cheese, Cool Ranch. You'd get the Tostitos, right?
Yeah, you get the Tostitos. You'd also get like a regular Lay's potato chip.
Shitty Lay's. Yeah. Oh, man. Those ones
are bad. Maybe every once in a while you get like a sour cream and onion.
I like a sour cream and onion.
I love a sour cream and onion, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they used to include the Funyun or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Funyuns
are lit.
Funyun. Yeah.
I think there's like a rarity factor going on too. Like, I feel like Funyuns they're always there, but like you don't buy them that often, right? So if you're at a party and then there's Funyuns, it's like, kind of like unexpected and
100%. It's always a nice treat. It's a nice surprise from old friend. Yep.
I got some bad news for you guys. Onions aren't fun. Even if you put fun in the name, they'll still
make
you cry.
They're not real onions, Maze. I don't know if anyone has told you about this.
It's a Funyun. It's not, no one claimed to be an onion.
That's your not real onions.
It's not a real onion?
It's not an onion. Of course not. It's called a Funyun. If it was onions, it would call it onions.
I'm not even sure it's onion powder at this point. Like, it could be anything.
Yeah, like, what is that flavor? Is it even onion flavor?
No, it doesn't taste anything like onions.
I've had an onion before, guys, and
back to your kettle chips, Eden. I didn't even know they made a normal one. I thought it was all flavored. And my issue with those is they get that shit all over your fingers.
That's why you use chopsticks.
Depends which one. Oh, yeah, that's the Eden hack.
Yeah. I eat all chips with chopsticks. I never get anything on my hands. My hands stay clean.
It's like when George eats the Snickers with the knife and fork.
Except this is functional. That's not functional. This is like, I don't.
Cheeto fingers. Dude, that shit, though, gets on your fingers. It's
like... Have you heard of COVID?
Yeah, I went on a Cheetos kicker earlier this week.
I love Cheetos. I love hot Cheetos. I love regular cheese Cheetos.
I had a fun-size bag at jalapeno. The fucking live stream. They had them everywhere in the back, so I was like, I'll have a Cheeto. And then like it was like, oh, my God. Oh, my old lover. I got it. Like, we got to get back together. And I went
bag shit, Zach?
The little one. The tiny little one.
The little, like,
come on. I'm eating a whole bag at a time. Like regular human size bag.
For sure. But they didn't have a whole bag there. So I had to eat a bunch of little ones. Sneak them off.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. This is acceptable.
Zach's just grabbing like three or four small bags of Cheetos. And
you kind of walk behind. You're like, what else do they have? And you like grab one, just stuff it into your pocket real quick.
Yeah, or under a shirt. Yeah.
That's why you gotta wear a hoodie so you have that center pocket.
Yeah, the hoodie's so clutch.
Mm-hmm.
The kettle chips that I've been messing with, the honey Dijon ones, they're a little sweet, but they're super good.
That's good.
And then I've been eating a lot of the pickle ones lately, the dill pickle chips.
The pepperoncini flavor is also really good because it has a little bit of a bite, but it's not as it's not quite as like vinegary, but it has like, it's like, you know, the little pepper, right? The little pepper that comes with Papa John's pizza, except Papa John's pizza isn't that good. But the pepper's good, right? It tastes like that.
Smith's salt and vinegar chip. It's an Australian brand.
I've never heard of that.
It's the best salt and vinegar chip you can ever have. Like,
dude,
I'm
salt and pepper chips need a balance. Like, it has to be the balance.
Salt and vinegar.
Oh, salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
I like, that's my favorite chip is the flavor of salt and vinegar by far.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
it's a good one. Yeah. Favorite.
If you can ever get your hands on the Smith's salt and vinegar, like it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's stunning how much better it is.
Have you seen them available in America?
Like, no, my sister will bring them over when she comes for the holidays, or if when I'm over there, like I'm just housing these things. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The I like, my favorite potato chip is by Utz. You know Utz?
Yeah.
Utz.
And
Utz, I did it again.
Salt and vinegar, my favorite is by Hers. Is it Hers? H-E-R-R?
I think I've heard of that. Yeah.
Hers?
I've never had, I think that's an East Coast thing, right? I don't think I've ever seen it out here.
Yeah, I think they're out of like Michigan.
Is that what was on? Weren't Hers chips like in The Office, like the TV show? I think they were.
In Pennsylvania. That would make sense.
Pennsylvania. That's what it is. Yes.
Utz and Hers are both Pennsylvania.
Utz. You have some Yingling with your Utz.
Did you guys know that Campbell's Soup owns Kettle Chips?
I did not.
Did not know that.
Because like, it's interesting to me that Kettle Chips have kind of become like, I don't think they're healthy, but it's kind of like the healthy quote unquote Dorito or whatever. It's like you see kettle chips fucking everywhere.
Right. They're not good for you. They're just better for you than.
Wait, are you talking about Kettle brand or like just Kettle chips?
Dip chip,
Kettle
though.
Brand, the brand. Because yes, obviously chip. Like the type of chip is all over the place.
They never break with the dip, you know?
Now, this is
you
big,
know what else? Dirty. Dirty. Ever have Dirty?
I just said
the
that.
Christina Aguilera video, yeah.
Dirty's a good one. Their salt and vinegar is nice. I think it's like a kettle chip. It's a kettle. It's a stronger.
We were talking about the Utz's dirty. They have like a dirty chip flavor or something, I think. It's like a bunch of different spices.
Deep River's a good brand, too.
I had a Korean barbecue flavored chip. That was disappointing, let me tell you.
How do you translate that to a chip, you know?
Let me tell you, they can't answer it because they didn't.
Was it like the Lay's? Like, is that one of their like limited?
No, it was. I think it was like a kettle, like a Vicky's or a kettle chip or something like one of those. Yeah.
Sometimes so, dirty the thing is about flavors is you have to stick to the basics. Like you can't encapsulate a hamburger in a potato chip. Okay.
Well, that was like, the thing. Like when I went to Europe. I saw like ham and cheese Lay's. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
It's just unnecessary.
But I saw a summer BLT Lay's or Ruffles or something the other day at a Walgreens. I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we definitely just started ripping off. Like they're just trying to come up with whatever crazy flavor they can now at this point. But crab the first chips. Time I saw that was definitely in Europe.
Damn, I just forgot about a chip.
Crab. Canada crab. Has the people crab in Canada.
Chips. Well, I mean, like Old Bay chips are like not bad.
The Zapp's crawfish flavored chips are really good. Like they just taste like chips with crawfish boil, basically.
Canada but likes
that's because crawfish
ketchup.
Boil is seasoning. You know.
So. You ever see ketchup chips?
Yeah. I remember. Really like... All dressed. Have y'all had the all dressed chips?
No.
No.
They're actually pretty good. I think Whole Foods has some Whole Foods brand ones that are really good. But I also really like the Ruffle ones when you kept seeing annoying commercial for the all dressed chip.
What does that mean?
Ketchup, barbecue, sour cream, onion, salt, and vinegar all in one.
Everything are you chip. Reading that? Or are you just, do you just know it?
I don't see any. Well, I don't.
I'm reading. Like,
I never go to Ruffles.
Okay, I was about to say, that's awesome.
Ruffles are too salty for me. Too salty.
But they have ridges, Jade.
That's why I like the Utz. The Utz ridges is more clean. I see all these, man. Lay's has a ton of flavors, too.
I love chips. Like, it's probably like one of my biggest.
Weaknesses. I would eat all these chips.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course.
I would try them all. I'm intrigued. I used to like Sun chips a lot as a kid.
Mm. Yeah.
Been a while since I really messed with those. I used to really like pizza flavored Pringles, which is just trash, but that's, you know, sometimes you gotta have a little trash.
The regular, like the original and the cheese and the sour cream and the pizza occasionally.
They're so cheap. They're like absurdly cheap.
They're like a dollar a can. Yeah.
Oh my God. There's a cream cheese salmon chips. That's a pass.
That's unnecessary. I think. I don't know how I feel about that.
Roasted chicken chips. How about that?
I've had roasted chicken wing flavored chips and the chicken flavor just doesn't really translate that well. Like it just tastes like the ones I had were, Lay's, but like Asia. Like they're from like Hong Kong. Yeah. They do a lot of different flavors and they're all pretty good. The thing about the Lay's from Asia Pacific is that the chips aren't as greasy as American. Okay. Like the chip itself, just like, you know how the Lay's bag, if you reach your hand in there, your whole hand is getting coated in grease. Mm. That is not the case for Asia Pacific Lay's. Like they're just not.
Here's some for you. Seaweed flavor.
It works.
Cucumber.
It works. It's umami. Have you heard of umami? Maze?
I've heard of umami. I mean, the sixth taste.
What's yang mai?
Yang mai. I was having a conversation with my friend Amelia about the umami, and I was like, I think Big Seaweed put a large marketing push behind seaweed to make it sort of like
Big Seaweed.
The face of umami.
That's funny.
I mean, umami is totally one of those things that I nod my head and go, of course, but I have no idea what the hell that tastes like. It's a made up thing.
I'm telling you, man. Concept.
Yeah.
These are all just weird chemicals we're putting into our bodies. It's all just an experiment. You know,
like enlightenment. It's like if you're at peace with yourself, you can taste umami. It's like, what?
I feel like in the last like 5 years, umami became so much more of a thing than it ever like has been. Like I've never heard so many people describe food or flavors as having umami.
Well, like, for me, when it really permeated the culture is when umami burger showed up. And that's became this like super trendy burger spot that I believe was just in San Francisco and LA. I think it was way more successful in LA, but they call it Umami Burger and you know, it's bougie.
It's like
$25 burgers now at this point. It's fine, Zach. It's not mind blowing, but
like I'll eat there once a year. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then I'm good.
Then you move on. $25.
Yeah. You want a $13 4 ounce burger patty with truffle aioli. There you go.
Oh my God. We started having this brand Truff. Have you had Truff hot sauce or Truff pasta sauce? Oh my God. We tried both this week and the pasta sauce is so fucking good. The hot sauce is amazing. Like,
wait, what this is not an ad read, by the way. Like, what is the flavor, Zach? Like,
so it's expensive.
The Truff?
Yeah.
Truffles, baby.
Expensive. Yeah. It's really expensive. It was like $18 for the hot sauce or whatever. Yeah. It's truffle infused. So they have they've got just like a black truffle and they've got a white truffle one. And then there's a red one. So we got the red one.
Okay.
And it's like, it obviously tastes like truffles, right? It's got that truffle oil in it, but it's like a really good blend between that and almost like a buffalo sauce type of hot sauce.
Okay. See, or like I'm just a hot having Louisiana. Trouble picturing.
You can get a gallon for $250.
What's that?
A gallon costs $250.
I don't believe it, man. But the pasta sauce, we cooked with the pasta sauce a couple of times this week, and
yeah,
it's got, like, we didn't even do the, what's the spicy one? Arrabbiata?
Arrabbiata.
Arrabbiata. So we didn't even do that. We just got the regular one, and it's got some kick to it. But the pasta sauce, like, I cannot recommend that enough. We did that with like some, like, Beyond meatballs or with Impossible Black meatballs or something like that. So
pomodoro.
Good. Oh my god! Yeah, so we got the black truffle pomodoro,
arrabbiata. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh wow!
Oh my god, it's fucking good though. Like that, and that hot sauce is legit. Is like $18 is a lot, but you got to try it.
They got spicy mayonnaise as well, and
ooh,
black truffle infused mayonnaise.
Yeah, $25 mayonnaise. You know,
yo man, it's legit.
That's how I want to live.
I'm just so picky about like my truffle flavor sometimes, like. I don't like it to be too overpowering. So I just, I feel like, when you order like truffle Parmesan fries or something, if it's like too truffly, I'm out. I just need like a hint of truffle.
I'm going to get this for my brother's birthday.
Truffle is a better, super bougie, expensive thing than like caviar, right? Like they're both.
Well, it's subjective.
Well, I'm asking you. What do you think?
I've never had like legit caviar, so
I don't think I've ever had legit truffles.
I'm
both
truffle
caviar. I mean, caviar's like they're both really good. I don't know that I would make that a regular part of like my bougie lifestyle. You know, if I was rich, but then again, I don't know.
Well, I think both things are just, they're so expensive and bougie that you feel like you are pressured to like them.
Right. Yeah. I get that.
I'm not really a fan of caviar. Like I would definitely never seek it out and like pay a bunch of money for it myself. Like if it's there, I'll eat it. But like, because it's expensive, you just like think that, oh, this must be incredible. Must be the greatest stuff ever. It's like,
Like if I had to pick one or the other, I would definitely pick truffle over.
Well, truffle's more versatile. Like, you know, you can add it to hot sauce or
like there's or whatever. There's a place here that does like a $60 pizza because it's got like black truffle shavings on it or whatever. Right. And it's good, but like it's not worth $60.
Yeah.
Like, I could be convinced of like, hey, instead of $20, this pizza's $30, but like the 60, I'm like, all right, I'm glad I had it, but I would never order that again.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about wealth. It's like, you got a lot of money, it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
As someone who doesn't have a lot of, it's got to be good. It's, you know what I mean? There's no room for error here.
That's why I spend all my money on the Bugatti, you know? I don't need that hype.
Bro. Inflation right now is incredible. This is amazing what's going on.
I thought, you know what? I really thought like that all this shit over the last year was going to make it